Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. The police in the U.S. city of Charlotte, North Carolina, released to the public two video recordings when officers shot and killed 43-year-old African-American Keith Scott. This has become a controversial incident. Kerputney, the police chief, spoke to reporters about the pace of the investigation.
We're 4 days after the incident. We're talking about two independent investigations, and they take time. I'm gonna insist we do it right, not fast.
Ray Dotch, Keith Scott's brother-in-law, on the police videos.
Unfortunately, we are left with far more questions than we have answers. It does not make sense to us how it was possible that this incident resulted in the loss of life. It just does not make sense, and it is not clear in the videos that were released.
Protesters have been rallying daily in Charlotte, showing their disagreement with the way police have handled the aftermath of the shooting. Demonstrators also have gathered in other U.S. cities to show solidarity with the Charlotte protesters. Also in the news, speaking at the dedication of a new U.S. museum devoted to the history of African Americans, President Obama said their history is central to America's history dating back to the country's founding.
It is in this embrace of truth, as best as we can know it, in the celebration of the entire American experience, where real patriotism lies.
The National Museum of African American History and Culture officially opened to the public on Saturday. That was here in Washington. This is VOA News. United